I'm Russ White for MSU Today. John Engstrom manages the dairy complex at MSU. He says there are customer favorites among the many delicious ice cream flavors at the beloved MSU Dairy Store.
Oh, yeah, no, there's definitely popular flavors. Still the most popular at this time is our sesquicentennial swirl. That by far is almost half our sales. People just love that flavor. Close second is our Buckeye Blitz. They like that peanut butter and the Buckeyes in it.
And what about the cheese? Is it the chocolate cheese or the cheddars? Or most people think of you for ice cream, but cheese, I imagine, is a close second.
Oh, definitely. We have some really, really good cheeses here. We win awards every year with them, and our Sharp is exceptional. It's the best we've ever had, and we've added some new ones. We added one, it's Carafilly, which is a Welsh cheese. It's a very salty, mild cheddar. We brine salt it, and it's a little bit different, and people really like that. Our Degano, which has been around here forever, has really come on strong. People really like it. Whenever we put samples out in the store, they rush right over and buy it because it's very unique and people really love it.
John, you mentioned the Buckeye Blitz. A couple of years ago, you developed a flavor for each Big Ten opponent that MSU has. Tell me a little bit about how that all came about.
Oh, that was a huge success, Russ. I couldn't believe how well people received that. We picked a flavor for each school. We tried to match it up with their school colors or a theme. It was difficult, but we managed to do it, and it was very popular. We still have a number of the flavors in our lineup yet today, like our Purdue tracks. People still enjoy that one.
And I saw the Buckeye Blitz at the counter there.
Oh, yeah, I cannot remove that one. If I do, it would be just terrible.
John Engstrom is the manager of the dairy store at Michigan State University. It's part of the Dairy Foods Complex at MSU. This dairy store helps meet the teaching, research, and outreach needs of the university community and dairy food industry, as well as providing the great food for everyone. While it's operated as an outlet for products manufactured in the dairy plant at MSU, the dairy store also is a focal point for educational and public relations activities for the Department of Food Science and Human Nutrition. Tell me about that, Johnny. People don't think of the dairy store in those terms so much, but is there a mission on that educational side?
Oh, absolutely, Russ. The whole purpose of us being here is to give the students a hands-on experience in the dairy plant. Both Rodney Clark and myself, between us, have over 40 years of experience in the dairy field, so we know what we're doing. So when we have the students coming in to us and they work for us for a year or two, during that time they get that hands-on approach that they need so much when they graduate.
So, John, you also, I think, help use the plant when you're not making all that great ice cream to help the research that goes on in the area.
Yes, yes. Again, our mission is to not only produce product to sent to our dairy stores, but also to do teaching and research. We have many different classes that come through the course of the year where they can experience the state-of-the-art facility. In the research end of it, we've done some incredible things here. We have a number of faculty members that come in, and they need to come and say, let's homogenize this product, or let's mix this and pasteurize it and see how it comes out, and we're able to do all that at this facility.
You've touched on it, John, but the student employees really do gain valuable real-world technical and managerial skills while they're working with the dairy food complex, don't they?
Oh, yes. Every time we have a student that graduates from here, they always are well sought after in the industry. People really want to know that the student that they're hiring has that practical hands-on experience. They want to know that they know what this pump looks like, how to take this homogenizer apart, have a fundamental idea what it is to batch ice cream and to make cheese.
So, John, people love the ice cream, the cheese, all your products, but what do you want people to know and remember when they think about the MSU Dairy Store?
Well, I like people to think when they come in here and they taste our ice cream and they eat our cheese that they realize that that's made with the idea that we're going to produce the very best that we can possibly do. So we wanted to set the standard. So when people eat our product and they go out, they now have something to compare it to.
And what makes the dairy store ice cream so good?
Oh, Russ, it's because we love what we do. I'm telling you, we really put a lot of love in our product. We keep it simple. We don't use any whey or use any corn, so it gives it a very clean flavor. And that's what people really seem to enjoy the most, is that it's a clean flavor, and when we add our different flavorings to it, it comes out all the better. Plus, it's a pretty high-fat product, and we keep it a little bit on the sweet side, so people enjoy it.
So, John, will you show me around a little bit?
Oh, Russ, I'd love to, please. Okay, Russ, I'd like to start you off in the raw receiving room. This is where we receive our product. We have both raw milk comes in here and pasteurized cream, which we pick up at MMPA up in Ovid, Michigan. As you can see in front of us, we have a tanker here. It's dual compartment. The front compartment has 1,500 gallon capacity. The rear one has 500 gallons. So we can pick up 2,000 gallons of product total, or we can pick up milk for cheese making and cream for ice cream manufacturing. Wow. It's a very unique tanker. Okay, we are now in the raw processing room. This is where we make all of our product. The way the room was originally designed, we were to receive raw milk, which we would receive in these two tanks in the wall here. They're 2,000 gallons each. Out of that, we could separate it into skim milk and cream, which you can see over in the corner here is our cream tank and our pasteurized skim storage tank. Then what we would do is we would recombine those two in these batch tanks behind me. They're 300 gallons each. They're on weight cells, so you do everything by weight. So we could add cream and skim milk and make 2% milk, or we can make a whole milk out of it. We also in here have a homogenizer and a high-temperature short-time unit, and that's what we use to pasteurize our product. Everything that comes in this room has to go through the pasteurizer before it will go into the pasteurized storage side. One of the very unique things about this room is our batching system. Both tanks here, you see, is 300 gallons each, and they're on weight cells. We also have a 50-gallon blender here that we use to incorporate our powders. And we have a 500-gallon cream storage tank over here in the corner. So when we make our mix that everybody likes so much, our ice cream, we bring in water, we incorporate our powders, and then we add our cream on top of that. And then we mix it in these batch tanks by weight, and then we send it over to the high-temperature short-time unit for pasteurization and homogenization. And from there, it goes into the pasteurized side of the plant where we freeze our ice cream. Okay, Russ, we're now in the main part of the facility here. This is our pasteurized side of the plant. This is where we make our products now. As you can see next to us is the vats for making the cheeses. We have a large vat here that will hold 7,000 pounds of milk. Out of that, we make all of our cheddars and our Monterey and Kobe and that kind of stuff. Behind you, we have a spray dryer and evaporator for doing milk research or anything that you can spray dry. On the other side of the room is where we actually make our ice cream product there, and you'll see that there's two 500-gallon storage tanks. That's where we pasteurize our mix in the raw room. We pump it into the storage tanks here, and then we'll let it age for at least 4 hours before we freeze the product. Our freezer is set up to freeze 150 gallons of ice cream an hour. We have a flavor vat there that's a dual compartment, so we can flavor two flavors at once and be able to go from one to the next. So when we're making ice cream, we always do it in batches. So we'll start off with the most mild flavor, which would be vanilla, and then we'd go to like strawberry and black cherry, getting more intense as we go. But we always have to finish last would be our mint flavors. You cannot overflavor mint, so you got to be careful about that. This is really neat about this room here is up above us you can see that we have an observation deck. Oh, well over 10,000 people a year come here to watch us make product down below. And if they come at a time when we're not actually producing, they also have the opportunity to look at a video that we have on that's projects across the room onto a screen showing us making our cheese and our ice cream. So no matter what time they come, as long as the building is open, they're going to be able to see us produce something.
So tell me your name.
Erica White.
And what kind of a student are you here at MSU?
A food science major.
And what are you doing here in the dairy store right now?
Currently we're preparing the cheese cutter to cut some Colby Jack, I think.
And what do you think about working at the dairy store? It's such a popular place. Is this a cool job?
Yeah, it's actually a really cool job because you get to have the hands-on experience of the dairy products and kind of get an idea for what the food industry would be.
And is that an area you want to go into?
Yes, definitely the food industry and possibly dairy, so I really like having this pre-experience.
The tour won't be complete, Russ, until we go into the hardening room. As you can see, it's minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit in there, and that's where we finish hardening all of our ice cream, and we store the product. Now, as you can see, there's a lot of tubs of ice cream in there. There's well over 1,200 tubs in there, so we go through a lot of product in the course of a week.
John, we forgot to mention earlier that as well as people visiting the MSU Dairy Store, and you now have a branch in the Union Building too and maybe elsewhere, you can order the great Dairy Store products online now, right?
Oh, yes, Russ. That's been a huge success, and we've been selling cheese all year now. Now in the summer months, it's usually a slow time for us, but we're putting them in coolers with gel packs, and we're shipping them all across the country.
A lot of people probably think you have one of the best jobs on campus or anywhere. You love what you do, I can tell.
Absolutely. This is the best job I've ever had. I just love coming here. I love making product. I love watching the smiles on people's faces. It's a great life.
John, thanks for giving us a tour of the beloved dairy store on MSU Today.
You're so very welcome.
John Engstrom is the manager of MSU's beloved and renowned dairy store, and the website for much more information is simply dairystore.msu.edu.
I'm Russ White for MSU Today.